Move to the country, they said. It's so much better than the city, they said. It's so much safer, so much more magical. They lied. They bloody lied. Or they were idiots. And, hi. Sorry about that. I'm just... What? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, that's why you're looking at me like that. What happened? What happened? I mean... Just give me a second. It's just, what did I say about give me a second? I was not in a fight. It was more of a skirmish. Bandits. I wish. Bandits. Bandits you can reason with. Unicorns. Not so much. Unicorns. Unicorns, you know. Yes. I wouldn't say they're majestic. See, you've bought into the lies as well. It's all lies. All lies. I mean, when you think of a unicorn, what do you think of? Magic. Friendliness. Yeah, all that. All that. Lies. Lies, 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 lies. Unicorns. The perverts! They're evil and they don't know the meaning of the word no or fuck off. Stop. Just stop. Before you say anything more, can I just ask a few very important questions here? Have you actually ever been in the presence of a unicorn? No. Have you ever been up close with a unicorn? No. Have you ever had a unicorn come up to you and try to shag you? Shag you. Shag you. Oh, you're not a virgin then, are you? Well, I am. And that apparently is unicorn catnip. Not that unicorns are cats. Although... It could be said. But, okay, they're not cats. Because cats are cute and friendly, apart from when you're allergic to them and then they're not so friendly. Well, I mean, they're still friendly, but you're sneezing and then they think it's a get... Anyway, I digress. Unicorns are a plague in my life. Ever since I moved out here, unicorns love me. And I mean, they want to love me. And I'm sorry. No, I am not that kind of maiden. Well, I'm a maiden, which they think makes me that kind of maiden, but I'm not. I'm just picky. And a little bit nervous. And not very good with people. But just because I'm not good with people doesn't mean I want to be good with unicorns. What? What? Yes, I'm serious. How do you think I ended up like this? I look like I've been dragged backwards through a bush, several bushes. Because they spotted me. And normally, they don't. I'm sneaky. I am subtle. But today, there was a cat. I sneezed. They heard me. And then, well, they gave chase and... There's something very intimidating about being chased by five unicorns. Five unicorns? Well, I mean, were they planning some kind of gangbang? It's not very respectful. I can see you're having a hard time accepting this. Which doesn't bode well for what I'm going to ask you. Oh no, I'm not going to ask you to protect me from the unicorns because you can't. Because they're unicorns and they're magical and they are really persistent. But there is something you could do for me. You might wanna sit down. So you are my closest friend in the country. Well, actually, you're my closest friend everywhere, in the city, in the country, in the pastures, On the bridges. Under the bridges. Other places that don't have bridges. I'm not nervous. I'm a little nervous. It's just you're my best friend. And I've never had a best friend before because, yes, I'm not good with people. I'm sarcastic and not very maidenlike, but maidenlike enough for the unicorns, which doesn't say much about their taste. I mean, I'm a maiden, and if you like that sort of thing, you should like me. Do you like maidens? So, I have a unicorn problem, which means I have a virginity problem. A virginity problem. Well, you see, that is what the unicorns like. They like the innocence. Let's go with the innocence. The inexperience, the... See, when you think about it, it's actually really fucking creepy. Just, like, so, so creepy. And around these parts, there aren't many maidens. And I know why. Because of the fucking unicorns. But I didn't know that before I moved here. Because I believed all of the lies. The countryside. So wonderful. So peaceful. So majestic. Lies. The only good thing about the countryside is you. Which is handy. Because I'm about to ask you to, do you like flowers? And I know that seems like a change of topic, but it's really not. Do you like flowers? You do. Great. Would you like to deflower me? Please deflower me. Please, 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 please deflower me. Deflower me. You know, deflower. Deflower me. You like flowers? Please take my flower. And actually, that is not the way I should ask. Please deflower me. Okay, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to come out and ask you. Would you be ever so kind as to... Would you please... Could you fuck me? Could you fuck me? Fuck me. Yes, would you take my virginity? I should have just said that. I should have just said that. Would you take my virginity? Why? Really? Have you not been this... Oh, why you? Well, because you're you and... You know, you're... Well, you're you and... I trust you. And you are awfully attractive. It's not really just about the unicorns. I mean, it is about the unicorns, but it's also because I like you and I've thought of it. A bit. A lot. Because you're very attractive. And I was going to suggest it. Just not quite so soon. And we would have to do it quite soon because there might be a herd of unicorn on their way. there's a herd of unicorn and I need you to save me. I know it's asking a lot. And what? You thought about it too? You thought about a herd of unicorn? Oh, me. You thought about us, you and me. Great. So, would you please fuck me? And could you make it a little hasty because herd of unicorn and is it a lot of pressure? It's a lot of pressure. So, not to worry. I've been doing some research and can I just say the librarian keeps looking at me funny because of the particular books I've been asking for. But you don't actually have to... I mean, we don't have to... We Well, I would like if we would, but maybe not now, because obviously there's a time issue, and I would like to take my time to, you. But if you make me, If you make me come, then that should do the job. So long as you do it with intent, a lot of intent. So you don't have to, I mean, I would like you to at some point if you wanted to. I would be very amenable to you. But if you were just, then I would be safe from them, and then we could continue at our own pace, and blush it. Of course, I want to. I mean, the unicorn situation is just making it a bit more. It just means that we have to expedite the situation, but it doesn't mean that I haven't been thinking about you ever since I moved here. Since the first day, because I really like you. And take it off. You want me to take off my dress? My dress? Oh, okay. Could you turn around? Oh, you want to see? Okay. I will just there you go. It's off. And you're looking. You've never looked at me like that before. You're looking at me, and I thought of you. Looking. Why is the blush going all the way down? It never goes the so I'm the undergarments too. But then I'll be naked. Okay. Good point. I'll just take them off and hi. This is me, I'm naked, and you're looking. May you touch me. Of course me. Yes? I mean yes. I mean yes. Oh, your hands are really warm. Hi! You're very close. And those are my breasts that you're holding. This isn't awkward at all. This is not at all awkward. Ooh. Wow. Ooh. Suddenly that is really not awkward. Ooh. Interesting fact. No one has ever touched my breast before or kissed them like you just did. No. Please continue. Please. Ooh. Oh, I didn't know they did that. Oh. So this is very, very, very new. Did I mention that I haven't done this before? Kiss me. You would like to kiss. Yes. Am I kissing right? Because I've never really. I mean, you're not the first person I've kissed. You're the first person I've kissed, and really? Good. Where did you just put your hand? I mean, I know where you just put your hand. Did you mean to put your hand there? You did. Okay. Relax. I'm relaxed. I'm totally relaxed. I'm not quite relaxed. I'm just I've I mean I've never had someone's hand. There. No, I like it. I'm just just very new. Could you kiss me, please? So I'm just a little embarrassed, and I don't know why, because I asked you to do this, and you think it's cute. Good. Your fingers. No, that's good, that's good, that's good, that's really good. It's just, could you just, yeah, kiss. Fuck. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean, I can say that, I should say that, because, just give me a second, just give me a second. No, keep moving the fingers. More. I more of you touching me. Please. Ooh. Okay, I really like that bit when you just that thing with your fingers. That was very, very pleasant. You're laughing at me. You're laughing at me. Fuck. Stop holding back. But if I don't, if I don't hold back, that's the point. You are smart. You are so smart, and I like that. I like you, and I'll stop holding back. But if I stop holding back, I might. I'm scared. I shouldn't be, because I asked you to do this, but I'm scared. And close my eyes. Close my eyes. Close my eyes. Relax. I trust you. I do. I trust you. I trust you. I won't hold back. If you keep doing that, I might come undone. Oh, shut up, I'm a virgin, what do you expect? Was that meant to happen? That is. Can I just lean on you? Oh. So. I guess that means that the unicorn menace is over. No, don't go, don't go. That's a good thing, but doesn't mean that this, I mean, unless it was really bad, and you don't want, you do. Great. So, I'm shaking. Would you like to do more? Maybe you could devour me properly. I mean, not that you haven't. I mean, that was properly, but I mean, maybe we could you could get naked and then yes. Good. But just in a bit, because ooh, that meant to happen as well. Okay, good. Kiss me. You saved me. Those fucking unicorns. Thank you. thank you. Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for you to devour me properly. I love you. You? Oh, bollocks.